emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Lord, I'm putting myself out here, but I'm going to trust you to take care of me. I'm through taking care of me in that sense. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to be about your business. I want your heart toward people, toward circumstance. I want to be what you want me to be in that, even though it costs me something. How many know David made a statement? He said he was given a parcel of property, and the guy said, "You don't owe me anything, David, for the parcel." David said, "I will not offer unto the Lord that which costs me nothing." We live in a society, though, where, you know, people thrive on things that don't cost them nothing. It's free. Free? What time is it? I'll be there. Crossing over will require you to give up something, perhaps, that has been precious to you. Let me start with attitude. Attitude. Sometimes the temptation to hide, to crystallize, is behind a certain attitude. So you've been hurt, you've been offended, feel like you've been mistreated. So whenever anything pertaining to that area of your life comes up, the brakes are on. Attitude. Now, peradventure, God is knocking at the door there. He wants to increase your 10 pegs. He wants to increase your capacity. But when it comes to that, the brakes are on. Because you hold on to offense displayed in your attitude. Somebody hurt your pride. Yeah, they embarrassed you. How many like to be embarrassed? I had to deal with this not too long ago. Somebody hurt my pride in front of some folk. And I was thanking God that he had his shield up around me so that I didn't react. You know how we are when it comes to ego. You quick with a comeback. First of all, you don't want that thing stinging you. So you come back with something. But I didn't say anything. And so I had to ride that thing out for a day. Got over that person on my mind. Help me, Holy Ghost. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. It was troubling my mind. And, you know, I was thinking all kind of thoughts. What did they mean by that? Why would they do that? Ignorant. You know, trying to justify holding on to an attitude. God said, you got to let that go. You got to let go of yourself, your ergo, your ego, and just let it go. And you know what? The moment I did that in prayer, boom. I wanted to call the person up and say, thank you. Seriously, it was in my spirit. Call and say thank you for, yeah. That's how I felt, the warmth I felt toward that person. But see, there are places you have to lose your attitude on the job, your attitude toward your employees, your attitude toward your clients, your attitude toward those that are over you, the attitude toward those around you. They can be all messed up. Come on, they be a thorn in your side. They can be all messed up. But it's not about them. It's about your attitude. See, there's sometimes you got to give up certain things that have become precious to you. See, in the world, sometimes it was your attitude that kept you from a bunch of stuff. You were so proud in the world, you just wouldn't stoop so low to do certain things because of your sinful pride. But see, you have to relinquish that here. Attitude. Sometimes you got to give up certain attitudes because the way you feel about something may not be the way that it is. It's just the way you feel about it. It's what you've experienced. See, when you are truly free, you can go back into the lion's den. Yeah, this is where they talked about me. This is where my feelings were hurt. This is where I got offended. But I'm not afraid because I'm free. My mind is free. I'm not holding any attitudes. God, see, that's where God can change some stuff. See, what the enemy want to do is back you up and cause you to crystallize and stop with a certain attitude. Now, he can do his thing. But when you get over that attitude and you can approach them people with the true love of the Lord and the joy of God, then they don't know how to handle that. The devil don't know how to handle your praise. The devil don't know how to handle when you love, when you've been hated. He don't know how to handle when you're kind toward people that are unkind. They don't know how to handle that. Then guess who's in control? Then guess who's walking in authority? Then guess what? When people start getting afraid of you, because they tried to take you out and see that they couldn't take you out. They tried to hurt you and see that you didn't hurt in long. They tried to put you down and only to see you get up again. Folk will be scared of you and say, I'm getting out of their way. Matter of fact, a lot of times your enemy will become your footstool and become your friend because you adjusted your attitude. When you can get before God until your attitude becomes an attitude of gratitude. Somebody, after somebody embarrass you in front of folk, if you handle it properly, you're not afraid now to be embarrassed. Say what you want to say. I'm free in my spirit. Talk about me all you want. Say all you want. Tell everybody. That's okay, because I'm free of that now. I got delivered from that now. My attitude is one of gratitude. The more you talk about me, the more I'm going to pray for you. Some of y'all ain't been there, see? Some of y'all haven't relinquished control like that. God's not going to leave you there hurting and bleeding. When you relinquish control, God's going to raise you up on eagle's wings. He's going to take you across. He's going to fix you. He's going to repair and restore you to where what once hurt you and defeated you can't defeat you anymore. You know what it means to be immunized. I tell the story of one country we went into. We had to take typhoid shots, typhoid fever shots. And I didn't know that this is what they did, but they take actually typhoid fever, and I don't know if it holds true for all immunizations, but they take typhoid, the actual disease, and they inject it into you. Not enough to make you sick or to do you harm on a permanent basis, but enough to make you feel typhoid. For about an hour after I got that shot, I remember I had to go. It was maybe in the 90s. I had to go and get under a bunch of blankets. And I was shaking like a leaf. You know, when your mom, you can hardly talk like that. I mean, just shaking so cold and so. But that was the effect of the immunization. But see, when it was shot in there, it wasn't enough to make me sick. I felt the symptoms. But after about an hour or so, or maybe an hour and a half, all that left. But what happened is now that typhoid that was in there, the cells, the blood cells, had formed a defense. It got a handle on typhoid. So any typhoid that was going to try to come into my body, the blood cells were ready to say, you have no place here. You have no dominion here. Because what? I was immunized. See, you can't handle people talking about you unless somebody's talked about you. You can't handle people doing you wrong unless somebody's done you wrong before. Hello, somebody. See, we want to be immunized without any of the immunization. That's why the Lord said all things work together for your good. Some of us, God is training to be rulers. And you up under somebody that's not treating you right. You got to deal with folks that don't do right by you. But God is preparing you to rule. I know when I was coming up in the church, God would show me things about the leaders, not in a negative way, but positive and negative. He'd say, you know, see how he's doing there? That's wonderful. See how you feel? Because he's doing it, you feel great. And then when he'd do something that was in the flesh, he'd say, see what's going on? He said, don't do that. See what it's doing to you? See how it's defeating and destroying you? Don't go there. You understand what I mean? In other words, immunizing, he's preparing you for something he has that's great, greater than where you are. Oh, I wish I had some saints in here for real today. Greater than where you are. Tell somebody, no more self-focus. When you lose sight of yourself, and I don't mean you don't take care of yourself and you don't see about yours, you do. But there's a bigger picture. I'm not only going to see about me. Are you hearing? My heart is open. My heart is large. He's enlarged my heart. He enlarged Solomon's heart. Because see, there's something there for you that God has, but it only comes to an enlarged heart, not to a selfish, self-centered, self-focused heart. Deal with that. Tell somebody, deal with your attitude. Sometimes God's going to have you to give up some things. Somebody say things. With an A, things. Some things that's preoccupying all your time. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Some things that are preoccupying your time. I said preoccupying. How many know it's good to have things? But when things start to take the place of God, or when your attitude starts to take the place of God's viewpoint, then sometimes we have to sacrifice those things. Come on, somebody say things. I was studying maybe two weeks ago. God brought me to the word idol. And I was meditating on it. I said, well, idols. Well, idol is something you worship, you know, something you idolize, something that you place before God. God said, I want you to look it up. I want you to see the definition of the word idol. And, you know, in reading the definition of the word idol, the word, well, you can find this too in the Greek lexicon of a Strong's Concordance, there was the word worry. And I thought, wow. God said, it's not just, you know, you bowing down to something or being occupied with it all the time. It's something that you worry about. When you are worried, you are idolizing. You are putting it above me. That's why over in the book of Philippians, Paul said, be careful for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And he said, and the peace of God that passes understanding shall keep or guard your heart. We're continuing in part 45 of Mega Grace. Grace, the birthing place, part 2. Your gate is where you win or lose. Learn to let go of what you know, or you'll hinder going through the threshold and block yourself from the forward move God has for your life. It's risky. Let go, but trust God. Let him drive. When you take a leap of faith, you'll find him in a new way. Listen to the movements in your spirit. Say, Lord, I'm ready for the leap. I'm positioning myself for you to do what you've never done before in my life. I believe this is my season. I'm crossing the threshold. My friend, let go and let God.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.